Joey, can I just ask you, obviously, besides all this, if the game does go ahead, are you confident that Newcastle United can take 3 points against Man City on Sunday?
I mean, I think we've shown that if we're right, we can cause anyone a problem. I mean, you know, don't forget Man City are going to play against us knowing that we deserved a point, if not 3 points, at their ground, you know. And I think we've matured a lot more as a side. I mean, obviously, the side that played Man City played a sort of 4-5-1 formation. We're now a little bit more of a 4-4-2 side. And that in itself will pose threats. I mean, I think Kolo Touré suspended because he got sent off the other night for them. Obviously, the Tevez situation. So, all's not, you know, honky-dory at City regardless. I mean, obviously, there's been a bit of upheaval here, but obviously, they've got the same. So, you know, if they're not at it and we're at it, you know, I think we'll pose them a problem.
You look at the home games where Newcastle have picked up maximum points against the likes of Sunderland, Aston Villa, and, you know, you would argue that Man City, it should be a case of 3 points again, because it seems to be that Newcastle cut it against the big teams at St James's and struggle against the lesser teams.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we when Alan came in, he sort of highlighted that to us. I mean, we've got a fantastic record against the top eight sides from last season, a not so great record against the bottom 12 sides. But look, I mean, you have all seen the Premier League as fans this year, and, you know, Everton beat Man City at Man City on Monday night, was it? And no one could have called that, especially, you know, Everton haven't had a great season. And the league's been like that this season. Teams are going and winning at places they shouldn't win and then losing at places they shouldn't lose. And, you know, that's everyone from Chelsea to West Ham. You know, everyone in the league has... It's a weird season for me, because it's the first season it's happened. You know, everyone can literally go anywhere and win. We could win at any ground. You know, we won at Arsenal this year. You wouldn't have said that at the start of the season. West Brom won at Arsenal. You wouldn't have said that at the start of the season. It's a crazy league, and, you know, if you're right, your team are 100% right and at it, anyone can beat anyone.
Okay, this is my last question, and it's a bit of a zany one, so bear with me. At Metro Radio, we're doing a predictions in 2011, and I've been asked to ask you, who do you think will win the Premier League this year, and which young player that's in the league this year will really come to the fore next year, in your opinion?
Who do I think will win the Premier League? You'd have to think Man U, because they haven't been beat, wouldn't you? That's what I'd say. I'd say they haven't lost. I mean, I know they've played better, but they can play better, so I would have to side with them at the minute, just because there's a little bit of unrest everywhere else. But you couldn't have a bet on it, because literally anyone could win it. Young players, I don't know, actually. I mean, I think a lot of young players get overhyped and get built up a lot more than they are. I think the one that's impressed me is the kid Wilshere from Arsenal. I think I watched him in the game against Man United, and he's just got a lot of good things in him, you know. And actually, from playing against him in the Arsenal game, you know, he's got a little bit of he's got a little bit about him, you know. He's got a little bit of bollocks, and, you know, will put his foot in. And you don't always get that with creative players. Some creative players don't tend to like getting tackled, and, you know, watching him in the Man United game, he actually put his foot in where he needed to, and he took the ball. So, you know, I mean, I think it's already out there that, you know, I think people are aware of, you know, he's a very good young player, and I think, you know, he can only get stronger and stronger, and now he's playing week in, week out for Arsenal. That'll bode him in good stead.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Joey.